Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Brey. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Josie Depp. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Steve Brey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brey hits a line drive towards the mound. Splitterv reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops it up and throws to first, with Travers covering, for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitterv fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Zdeb moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Wathen reaches third base with a triple. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Way then tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money juggles the ball. That's an error on Money. Patek moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a line drive into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McMullen settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McMullen. Cecil Cooper now playing first base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to home to get Cowens. Otis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zdeb takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zdeb. The throw from Haney and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Lenz Acata. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Don Money now playing second base. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.